Hello, it's Marnie here, and I'm joined on this part of Chatterbox by Tony Simpson. Before we hear Information Desk, we continue with our news items, with a tribute to a stab victim and a fire in a residential home, but first, moves are to be made to ease city congestion over Christmas.
Pressures on the city road network in Norwich will peak this Christmas, and plans are being put in place to limit the impact on motorists. Additional measures to help keep traffic flowing as freely as possible include the use of variable messaging signs. These are being used to let drivers know when city centre traffic is at its peak, so they can opt to use the park and ride service before reaching the centre rather than facing possible delays. The Forum and John Lewis are also using traffic marshals at the entrances to their car parks to help make sure any queues do not obstruct general traffic, while police officers will be on hand to provide support for traffic management as needed. Bert Bremner, Norwich City Council Cabinet Member for Environment and Sustainable Development, said, "Christmas is always going to be a busy time for the city's roads, but by working together and with the help of shoppers and visitors, we hope to keep traffic moving as freely as possible. A break in all planned road networks from mid-November will also keep any disruption to a minimum during this time."
People vulnerable to health conditions are being urged to take practical steps to ensure that they stay well during the coming winter months. Annually, there are around 25,000 excess deaths across the country compared to other times of the year, and there are a range of conditions that worsen because of colder weather. This has led NHS England to launch an awareness campaign. The Stay Well This Winter campaign encourages people to seek help from a pharmacist as soon as they feel unwell, before their condition gets more serious. Vivian Stimson, Director of Nursing for NHS England, Midlands and East, said heat your home to at least 18 degrees if you can. Make sure you get the flu jab if you're eligible, and tell your friends, neighbours and family how you feel so that they can support you. Pharmacists are an excellent source of support and can help you with things like coughs, colds and other minor ailments. And always take your prescribed medicines as directed.
A man was taken to hospital with burns to his hands and face. Emergency services, including fire crews from Earlham, Sproston and Carrow, were called to reports of a vehicle fire on Fakenham Road. A spokesman for the East Dowie England Ambulance Service, Trust, said it helped to treat a man in his 40s taken to the Norfolk and Norwich Hospital for treatment. His injuries were not believed to be life-threatening.
Tributes have been paid to a man who died after being found with multiple stab wounds on a Norwich estate. Police officers were called to Bowers Avenue in Mile Cross following reports of a person in need of medical assistance. A murder probe was launched after a man who has now been named as Stephen Stannard, who was 37. He died at the scene as a result of serious injuries.
Mile Cross primary pupils were blooming with excitement when they were asked to be part of the Rotary Club's Purple for Polio crocus bulb planting, which is taking place across the city this autumn. Children planted more than 2,000 crocuses in the school's colour, which also happens to be purple, around the green at the front of the school and around its grounds in order to raise awareness of the campaign to rid the world of polio through widespread vaccination. Head teacher Stuart Allen said, "It's easy for us all to take for granted the wealth of immunisations that keep us healthy, but sometimes we need to take a check and recognise how fortunate we are living in the UK." The crocus planting is part of Rotary International in Great Britain and Ireland's latest campaign to raise funds and public awareness in its fight to eradicate polio globally. Rotary International started this programme in 1985, and so far 2 billion children worldwide have been vaccinated and over 13 million children have been prevented from contracting polio.
Investigations are ongoing into a fire at a residential home for people with mental health conditions. A woman was arrested on suspicion of arson with intent to endanger life in connection with the fire, which occurred at Kemp's Place on Rackham Road in Norwich. Residents of the facility had to leave the building. Three crews from Sprowston, Earlham and Carrow fire stations were called to the scene, and Norfolk Police assisted the fire service in the evacuation and later arrested the woman. The East of England Ambulance Service treated one person for smoke inhalation.
A law charity is marking an annual awareness week by reminding the public that free advice sessions on legal matters are available. The Norfolk Community Law Service, which is dedicated to providing access to justice and equality in the county, runs drop-in sessions in Norwich, Cromer and Great Yarmouth. The charity is encouraging people to get in touch if they need advice on legal matters, and the call coincides with the start of National Pro Bono Week. Advice can be given on a range of topics, such as family and employment law, domestic abuse and general matters. All the sessions are staffed by local solicitors who give up their time free of charge. In 2015-16, the charity provided advice on 1,692 matters, and its staff say they are seeing an increasing need for pro bono services. Pro bono legal services are sometimes seen as the only way a person can get legal assistance and representation if they cannot afford legal aid. National Pro Bono Week is held to recognise the contribution lawyers make free of charge to many people and organisations in need. Drop-in sessions in Norwich are held on Tuesdays and Fridays, and a similar service operates in Cromer and Great Yarmouth, where pre-booked appointments are available.
A superstore is the latest business to lend its support to the Christmas present appeal, launched by the Evening News and the Norfolk and Norwich University Hospital, the NNN. Tesco Harford Bridge, outside Norwich, has signed up as a drop-off point for the Send a Smile with Santa campaign, after staff read about the appeal. The campaign aims to get at least 1,000 presents donated to the NNN so that every patient who has to spend Christmas Day on the ward is given a wrapped present. It comes as gifts are starting to arrive at the reception desks at the NNN, while several have been dropped off at the Evening News headquarters at Prospect House on Ruin Road in Norwich.
Filmgoers stood in lengthy queues to get their tickets refunded at the Odeon Cinema in Riverside, Norwich, when several of the screens stopped working. Some of the screens were just a few minutes in when the malfunction occurred and dozens of customers were sent home. An Odeon spokesman said, "We can confirm that a small number of our screens at Odeon Norwich encountered a temporary fault. However, they are back up and running as usual. We have apologised to anyone affected by the issue and offered free passes to return to the cinema."